All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the prayer line that things change when you pray. And my name is Valencia Scott, and I am the host of this line for tonight. And I'm going to go to our opening scripture, which I will be using, James 5 and 16. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And it is James 5 and 16. May a blessing be to the readers and hearers of his holy word. And allow me to go to the throne of grace to prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how. Repenting of anything that I've done to fear that's not like you, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, I pray that someone be healed, delivered, set free. I pray that someone be saved on tonight in the name of Jesus, God. It's all for your glory, God. I thank you for the word in the name of Jesus, God. I also thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives, Father God. I thank you that you will clear up this coronavirus when you see fit, when we do what you say do. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the release of the checks that's coming people way. I thank you for the food. I thank you for shelter. I thank you, God, even in the midst of this, God, that you're not going to allow us to suffer. In the name of Jesus, God, I bring the blood of myself, my family, my Facebook friends, Father, my Instagram account, also YouTube as well. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. And I just thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you for what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, in your precious Son Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And as I'm looking through my prayer book, prayers that avail it much, I'm about to find the prayer that I want to read that kind of go with the words that I'm bringing. Let me see. Let me see. This emotion is past the abandonment. Yep. Give us the forgiveness, committing thanks to God. I guess I'm just going to go with, because it's not nothing in this going to be talking about what I'm about to be bringing forth the word. So I'm going to do 30. I'm going to do that. Pray. So I'm going forward. I mean, this prayer is out of the book, The Prayers That Avail It Much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I offer a thanksgiving to you and have called me to be a fellow workman, a joint promoter, and a labor together with and for you. I commit myself to prayer and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, or give up. Fearlessly and confidently and boldly, I draw near to the throne of grace that I may receive mercy and find grace to help in good time for every need. Appropriate help and well-timed help, coming just when I and others need it. This is the confidence that I have in you, that if I ask anything according to your will, you will hear me. And if I know that you hear me, whatsoever I ask, I know that I have the petitions that I desire of you. When I do not know what prayer is to offer and how to offer it worthy as I ought, I thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit comes to my aid and bears me up in a weakness, my inability to produce results. He, the Holy One, goes to meet my supplication, please, in my behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. And he who searches the heart of men knows what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit intercedes and pleads in the behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. Therefore, I am assured and know that God being a partner in my labor. All things work together are in our fitting into a plan for my good, because I love God and called according to his purpose, design, and purpose. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and everything by prayer and petition and request the thanksgiving, continue to make wants and the wants of others known to God. Whatever I ask for in prayer, I believe that it is granted for me, and I will receive it. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Father, I live in you, abide vitally united to you, and your words remain in me continually to live in my heart. Therefore, I ask whatever I will, and it shall be done for me. When I bear produce much fruit through prayer, you, Father, I honor and glorify. Hallelujah. Amen. I know this is a prayer, just to pray. And that is from the book, prayer, Stella, very much. And I'm about to move forward with the Word of God. This is being recorded, so I can just move forward with the Word of God. And if people have any comments or anything else, I told Elder that I'm having a record. I don't know how he's going to do it. I think he's going to post it on Blog Talk. I'm not sure. But I'm about to move forward with the Word of God. Father God, as I come forth again to bring forth the Word of God to the people of God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross in the name of Jesus, God. This is the word that you've given me, and I'm being obedient in the name of Jesus, God. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen. And the word that God gave me is get your heart right. And who I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about David. And the definition I got for heart that I got when I was looking up, I didn't want the regular heart. I'm talking about the heart in the Bible. The Lucas, or physical and spiritual being, and represents the central wisdom of feelings and oppressed to the head. Hold on, let me start over. The heart. The locus of physical and spiritual being represents the central wisdom of feelings and oppressed to the head. It is a compassion and an understanding life giving and a complex. It is a symbol of love. And I'm talking about getting your heart right. I'm talking about our heart. You got to be so careful with the heart because the heart is so deceitful. You got to be really careful about it. I'm talking about David. Everybody know about David. David is the man that's after God's own heart. Everybody loves David, but David messed up. David messed up. Everybody know how David messed up, how David slipped. I'm about to talk about, I'm going to 2 Samuel 11 and 2. That's the first scripture I'm reading, 11 and 2. Let me go back to this meeting. 11 and 2. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. That's the first one talking about the heart, okay? How David messed up. He looked at Bathsheba too long. David was not looking at Bathsheba from a spiritual standpoint. He looked at her too long. He looked at, how you know he looked at her too long? He looked at her so long that lust automatically crept in, okay? He looked at this woman bathing, admiring her, and stuff like that. First, they were supposed to be out fighting. If he was out fighting, he wouldn't be in their home looking at no other woman. He had wives, okay? David got plenty of women. He don't really need another woman, but, you know, back in those days, you got many wives that you want. But he started looking at this one, automatically love started creeping into David's heart. And how we know that love crept in, let's go to the next scripture, 2 Samuel 11, 4 and 5. Then David sent his messenger and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, lust. Lust crept in so quickly for David that he sent his people over there to get this woman. Okay, he wanted her so bad. He got her, and he lied with her. They didn't have nothing to do with no love. It wasn't no conversation. I want to get to know you. He lied with her. That was automatically the spirit of lust. Why? Because, for one, that's what I'm talking about, the heart. You have to be so careful. That's when I anoint myself. I anoint my eyes. I anoint my ears. I anoint my mouth. I also drink my oil. I anoint my heart. I anoint my feet. I anoint my hands. I anoint everything. Because you look at something too long, you're not looking at it from a spiritual standpoint. You got to be so careful that you don't allow lust to creep in. And I'm talking about the heart. Get your heart right. He allowed lust to creep in. And by him allowing lust to creep in, he sent for another woman. And not only for another woman, this woman is married as well. He's married, she's married. That's another sin. That's adultery. I'm talking about the heart, okay? The next thing I'm going to, okay, I did 11 and 4. I'm doing 5 now. And the woman conceived. So she sent and told David and said, I am with child. He didn't got a woman. He didn't got a pregnant woman pregnant. Okay? He had wives. David had wives. She is married. So they have committed adultery. I'm talking about the heart. How did it start? It started with your eyes. It is so important. We have to be careful as saints what we even watch on TV. Because that stuff would get in your spirit. It's not no joke. That stuff would get in your heart. Okay? David looked at this woman too long. So what crept in? Sin, lust. He started looking at the woman too long. He desired her. He wanted her. And not only did he want her, he actually made it happen. He sent for them to go get Bathsheba and brought Bathsheba. And Bathsheba liked it, David. You know, he was the king. So she liked it, David. So As a kid, she had to really submit anyway, but she really liked it, David. But she's married. And also, David is married as well. So they both laying down. That's another thing. You're sinning, lusting, then you're laying down, both of y'all married. That's adultery. And then another thing, she's pregnant. And what do we do when we sin? We try to cover it up, don't we? Let me move to the next scripture. This next scripture. This will be 2 Samuel 11 and 5. No, not 11 and 5. 11 and 15, forgive me. David, he wants to cover it up. How do you want to cover it up? What he did was he tried to get a Bathsheba husband. I cannot pronounce this man's name. Ara. I cannot pronounce this man's name. But what he tried to do, this is what sin to do. This one you all are out of order. Okay. He needed her husband to go lay down so everybody can think that that's his baby. This is what happened when he's trying to cover up sin, okay? He's trying to cover up something. He didn't lay down with a married woman that he had no business laying down with. So he needed to cover it up. He really needed to cover it up. So he wanted to get this woman, her husband, to go lay down. But he did not want to go lay down with his wife. He did not want to go to his wife. He wanted to stay up there with David. So what did David do? David, okay, this is 2 Samuel chapter 11. Chapter 15, and he wrote in a letter saying, set Ara in the forefront of the hardest battle and retreat from him, and that he may be shut down and die. He had the man killed. I'm talking about sin. I'm talking about getting your heart right. Okay, what happened? Okay, let's back up again. David walked. This is what happened when you let stuff get into your heart. Okay, let me recap. David went outside. Okay, he's looking around. He see this beautiful woman bathing. As he looked, sin kept in his heart. I want this woman. I got to have her. So he saw the woman. He had to have it. He got the woman. He laid down with the woman, committed adultery. Then she get pregnant. Then David tried to cover it up with her husband. But her husband wouldn't do it too fast. And David had the audacity to get this man killed. Now, don't forget now, David is a man that got the God's own heart. Okay, David is very powerful. David is very anointed now. I'm talking about the heart, the type of things that you are let into your heart to allow you to make bad decisions. All these were bad decisions, okay? Everything that David did, this was all wrong. But the thing is, David didn't even know that he was doing it. I'm about to be done, y'all. I'm going to go to these last scriptures. Because I got to do a part two tomorrow to finish it out. I'm coming from 2 Samuel chapter 12. Then the Lord sent Nathan, the prophet, to David. And he came to him and said to him, there were two men in one city. One was rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds. But the poor man had nothing except one little owl lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd and prepare for one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man. He said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die. And he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing and because he has no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are this man. Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, I anointed you king of Israel, and I delivered you from the hands of Saul. I gave you your master's house, your master's wife into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Ara, the Hittite, with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Ara, the Hittite, to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house. I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it in secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun. So David said to Nathan, I sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to stop. No, let me go do this too. So David said to Nathan, Nathan said, okay. However, because by this deed, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die. And I'm going to leave it at that because I got to do part two tomorrow. You see that? David didn't even know that he sinned like that. Nathan had to bring it to his attention. See, that's how the enemy gets you. The enemy will set you up, make it look all nice and stuff like that. Then you end up caught up in sin. Don't even know that you're caught up in sin like that. David didn't even know that he sinned. He did. He was just so caught up that he saw Bathsheba. He had to have Bathsheba. And he did whatever it took to keep Bathsheba and try to keep this secret. And you can't keep a secret because we got to, David had wives. Okay, David was not desperate for another woman. And like Nathan was telling, he said, you wanted something, all you had to do was go to God. God is always pleased with David because David was the one that had his own heart. But David, he had this woman, husband killed, okay, because he wouldn't do what he told him to do, to cover up the lie. God don't play that. We cannot sin and get away with it. What I do love about David repented, and that's part two for tomorrow about the heart. But David repented. That's what I love about David. When David found out that he sinned, he didn't make no excuse. Okay, that is what I love about David. But what I'm talking about, friends, I'm talking about getting your heart right. You got to be so careful about what you have in your heart, in your spirit, man. That comes with being on the telephone, who you talking to. If you talk to somebody positive, your spirit's going to be beautiful. You talking about somebody, nigga, all of a sudden something going to start. You're going to know when your spirit being bought. It ain't going to feel right. You're going to want to get out the phone. When you want to start getting off the phone with somebody, that means their spirit ain't connecting with your spirit. That means y'all don't need to be talking. I have learned that it's just best to pray. And if God wants you to talk to somebody, he'll send that person to talk to you. Because I'm saying this could creep into your spirit. Look how all of that, look, I'm talking about, it don't take Satan, but it just takes a little bit to let Satan in. And with David's eyes, and David were handsome, okay? All the women liked it, David. David had a lot of women. But he saw this one woman, and he looked at her too long, and automatically the spirit of lust crept in. And when the lust got in, everything just took over, okay? It took over that I have to have this woman. David didn't care if she was married or not. He's supposed to say, no, you married, I can't touch you. No, but the spirit of lust, the spirit of sin, when sin, a little inch of sin creep in, it's already in. So he saw her, I want her. He lied with her. And he lied with her repeatedly. Okay, he didn't just sleep with her one time she got pregnant. He continued an affair with a married woman. He's married and she's married, okay? And then what happened? A child was born, okay? Okay, now you're trying to cover up because you had no business landing with the woman. Well, that was not David's wife. She was already married. But David said, I'm keen. I can have her. But no, you changed, okay? He messed up then. Then not only did he mess up with him, he had audacity. I'm talking about their luck. But David got upset that the man wasn't going to lie with his wife, so this is going to be covered up. David had a man killed. Okay? He took the life of somebody else who did not deserve to die. That man did not deserve to die. And that's what really upset God. That upset God. Because God gave David so much. Exactly what I read. He got spiritual from Saul. Saul tried to kill David for nothing because Saul was jealous of David. Saul was jealous of David because David had, it was just anointed. Saul anointed left because Saul thought he was God. Okay, that's what Saul's problem was. But David was posing as the shepherd boy at 17. He the one that beat the Goliath. I mean, he's the man that after God's own heart, he didn't have to do anything but ask God. He had everything. David didn't need anything. But David had a man killed. And I'm sorry, you cannot do that. And guess what? Even though he did that, God could have killed David. But God did not kill David. But God took their baby. See, you cannot do murder. He took the baby, though. And I'm going to continue to mock. They had other kids. But I'm talking about that. I'm talking about when you allow sin to come in, it follows everything. I'm just talking about this part two about get your heart right, okay? This I'm talking about getting your heart right, okay? Being careful, like, the TV, I tell y'all, I don't have that TV on. I used to look, I'm telling you, I'm not no fighter. I used to look at Jerry Springer and I wanted to fight. Why? That's how I said my spirit, man, want to fight. Why do you want to fight all the time? You looking at Jerry Springer. Bad girl's club. Why you want to fight all the time? Bad girl's club. You have to be careful what you see for spirit, man. It's not no joke. It's not no... Unless you really strong not to allow it to get in your spirit. And what I mean by that, I am strong enough in that area because God took me off TV for a while. Because now I have to bring forth a word through movies, okay? God give me, I see in a totally different way. Every movie got a positive in it. But God took me on TV for 2 years, y'all. I used to act, I told y'all, it's what you put in your inner man. My mother told me, she said, you act just like Tamar. That's all I said. My spirit, I kept feeding my spirit Tamar. I kept feeding my spirit to Braxton. All that mess, like Empire, Love and Hip Hop, all that mess you put in your spirit is what come out. That's why me and my mom, we don't have cable. We ain't going to die if we have it or not. Because it's what you put in your inner man. You put that in, that's what come out. You can't look at something too long. David looked this woman. I don't think it was an owl and David had to have her. It's the scent it called in. You have to anoint your eyes. He wasn't thinking about, oh, I want to pray with her. He was thinking about, I want to lie with her. And not only did he think about it, he actually went and got her. Another woman husband. And the sin was so deep, he kept sleeping with her, got this woman pregnant. And I only did it, got this woman pregnant, try to cover up the lie with her husband. The husband wouldn't do what David said. David had this man killed, okay? And he wanted to marry Bathsheba and go on like nothing happened. Oh, no, David, I'm sorry, you cannot do that. And that's going to be part two of tomorrow. But I just want to thank God for an opportunity for the word that he has given me. Tomorrow I'll be on the prayer line at the same time. I'll be on it tomorrow at 5 o'clock. My name is Valencia Scott. This is my prayer line. The things change when you pray. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word of God, to the people of God, about get our hearts right. I pray that people really about take the word, you know, what you put into your enemy. And God, as far as the TV, as far as the cell phones, as far as everything, God, let us be careful what we put in our heart. As I always pray, God, I always say, God, pray to me a pure heart and renewing me the right spirit, God. Get my spirit right, get my heart right. We need our hearts right, God. We let too much mystery in our hearts, God. I just thank you, God, for the word that you allow me to bring. And I thank you, Father God, for the word that you're going to allow me to bring tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father. Father God, you are worthy to be praised, God. I thank you that this is the day that you have made me. I rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for the word, God. Thank you for it. Some people that still at work, I pray that everyone make it home safely to their families. God, I bind anything that's not like you against anybody. In the name of Jesus, God, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for loving us so much, for taking care of us in the midst of everything, God. And always forgive us, God, for anything that we do, knowing and unknowing, in the name of Jesus, God. You are worthy to be praised. You are so graceful, God, and we love you. We just thank you for everything that you've done in our lives and what you're about to do in our lives. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, my name is Valencia Scott, and this is my prayer line, that things change when you pray. We'll be back tomorrow at Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and also we'll be back Thursday at 5 o'clock. It's 3 days a week. We'll signify the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I will be bringing forth the word unless the Lord lead me otherwise. But tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and also Thursday at 5 o'clock. And not only that, I will be on Blog Talk Radio, Elder Prevo line, in the name of Jesus. Y'all be blessed. Amen. Let's see.